Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Domingo Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Oswaldo Peraza. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francona strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Peraza covering, for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Upshaw steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Peraza covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Traber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramos moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramos scores. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gerhart hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Gerhart reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Gerhart. The throw from Bando and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gerhart scores. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Shaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Sheets moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sheets scores. Shaw moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shaw tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Anderson. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Murray moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Domingo Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Gordon now pitching. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gerhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gerhart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gerhart reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Shue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerhart moves to third. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Franco steals second. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Franco is out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken is hit by the pitch. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0 for 2 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhart is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gerhart strikes out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jacoby. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Ramos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peraza fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Domingo Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Traber is 0 for 3 in the game. Traber hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gerhardt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gerhardt strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Shue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Shue reaches third base with a triple. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Orsilac now playing right field. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. 1 out. It's 5-2. Orioles. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Chris Bando. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.